privilege. Thank you so much. To just share God professionally as well as personally in my volunteer work. So thank you again for inviting me here. You guys were so warm and welcoming last year and just such a privilege to be here. So as Pastor Marcus said, I am really grateful that I can share the news and insights about those who are being persecuted with our church. Many of our brothers and sisters live in restricted nations. And in a restricted nation, they are forbidden to practice or spread Christianity. There's others that live in hostile nations. In a hostile nation, the government allows you to have Christianity as a faith, but family members and community members will persecute you in those countries as well. So it's really no different from a restricted nation. Actually, parents and siblings will turn quickly against family members in hostile nations who convert to Christianity. So very dangerous to live in those nations as well. And in Muslim cultures, if you convert to a Christian, you're considered an apostate or an infidel. So it's a very, very evil thing in their eyes to do that. Today is the International Day of Prayer, again, as we've talked about, for the persecuted. And it's a really, really special day because all battles that are won that surround faith, spiritual maturity, and the extension of God's kingdom are going to be won through prayer. Prayer is so powerful, and it's our biggest battle thing that we have. So we look for ways to support those who are persecuted through prayer, medical care, basic needs, Bibles, and of course a myriad of other ways through Voice of the Martyrs. This allows our brothers and sisters to get back up on their feet and to press on with the good news of God's love through Jesus, and they are extending and strengthening the kingdom. Today I'm going to actually focus on a project called IMN, and I just kind of have a laminated thing here. Hopefully you can see it at least a little bit. And it's a commitment to stand with our brothers and sisters who are facing Islamic extremists. As many of you know, and this right here is the letter N in Arabic. So as many of you know, I'm just going to kind of throw that there for a second. That is pronounced Noon, and it stands for Nazara, or means that this person is a follower of Jesus of Nazareth. So that's a letter that's been spray painted on many homes in northern Iraq by the extremist group known as ISIS. And it means that if it's sprayed on your home, that you're going to be in for an immediate life change. You can either convert back to being a Muslim, or you can pay a very high tax if it's been spray painted on your home, and you can keep your home and your possessions. But if you don't, you must leave, or you will die. So that's what's been happening there. These brothers and sisters are on the front line of today's raging spiritual battle, and they steadfastly remind us that the word retreat is foreign to the gospel. I love that the word retreat is foreign to the gospel. And brothers and sisters that live in harm's way are not waving white flags. They're not saying that they surrender. But instead, our brothers and sisters are actually yelling charge, and they're taking the gospel to the ends of the earth, even though it costs them their lives and many other things. They are depending on us, their brothers and sisters, to support them in remaining faithful, to extending God's kingdom. So our prayers are so critically valuable for them. We're going to look at a brief video this morning, or a DVD entitled Hanalei, and it's going to actually give you an example of one such family that is being persecuted by extremists and what they've gone through, and then I'll continue my presentation. So if we could have that show, I would appreciate that.